One of the interesting things about the ETS and its treatment of forestry is that after the first rotation of a forest, the ETS awards no further emissions permits to the forest owner. Now, why is this? Well, in the first rotation of a forest, each year, for each hectare, the forest owner will receive about 34 emissions permits. Each hectare of forestry, of exotic forestry, captures 34 tonnes of emissions per year for the 28-year life of the forest. Now, at the end of the first rotation, the forest is harvested, and the ETS at the moment makes the assumption that every tonne of carbon that was stored on those trees goes back into the atmosphere immediately. So one of two things can happen to the forest owner if they when they harvest the trees. If they don't replant the trees, then the forester takes on an obligation of 946 tonnes of emissions per hectare of trees. And that's exactly the number of tonnes. That's 34 tonnes of emissions times 28 years, which is 946, give or take. What's going on? Well, if you cut down a forest and you don't replant it, the assumption is that every tonne of emissions that was stored on the trees that you've just harvested goes straight back into the atmosphere. And that's a pretty conservative assumption, but that's how it works. If you replant the trees, then the ETS will not penalise you with that obligation to make good on the emissions you've just harvested, because you've replanted the trees and they're capturing carbon. But the ETS will only recognise the emissions associated with the first rotation of the crop. After the first rotation, you have to keep maintaining that forest. You won't receive any more emissions permits after the first rotation. And if you ever cut down the forest and don't replant it, you'll take on an obligation. You basically have to give back all the permits that you took in the first rotation. There are changes underway, or at least being talked about, being negotiated in the ETS that is more nuanced and opens the door to recognising when emissions from a harvested forest do not go back into the atmosphere. For example, the timber might be put into a building, or potentially, there are ways to store wood or bury it, or possibly store it in other ways that means the emissions really are permanently removed from the atmosphere. Changes are underway, as I understand it, to have that recognised in the ETS, but currently it's not.